Hey folks, welcome to a segment of the podcast we're calling Flashpoint. Now you will be seeing these dropping in between episodes, and a flashpoint from the Firefighters podcast is aimed to be impactful. It's a nugget, it's a snippet. It will either be a look back at an impactful moment of a previous episode, or in the case of today's flashpoint, where we've caught up with someone at an event and just want to give you that industry insight. So today's flashpoint is from the Emergency Services Show 2021, where we caught up with David Brown, one of the main organisers for the event, talking about how it went after such a heavily anticipated return. It really was great to get back to the Emergency Services Show this year. It's great that David and the team are still pushing hard to put these events on. So I hope you enjoyed today's flashpoint. Be sure to look out for other ones coming up soon. And a word to the wise, today's flashpoint was brought to you by William Wood Watches, the makers of those beautiful fire service watches, the company with the vision to create beautifully crafted British luxury watches made from upcycled firefighting equipment. After today's flashpoint, be sure to jump on over and check them out, williamwoodwatches.com.
Hi, Pete. Oh, sorry. Oh, my God.
David Brown, Emergency Services Show. How are you doing, boss?
Yeah, good.
We are here, 2021. The day's finally arrived. Yep. How's it going? Getting ready for it?
Unbelievable. 2 years since the last show, a record 12,000 pre-reg visitors, and a fantastic first footfall.
Is this actually even bigger than 2019?
The actual show itself is 25% bigger than 2019.
That must have been a bit of a thank goodness moment when, because you're coming back, we're still... People think we've passed COVID, and I don't want to talk about COVID, but there's that fear for some people still.
It's a huge effort by the team, because really, when King Boris Johnson decided that exhibitions could be held,
yes.
On one hand, we all had a big party in the office. Shows can be held.
Amazing, you've got 2 months.
But we've got 2 months, and this show takes 12 months to organise.
I'll be honest, it doesn't look like it's thrown together. There's a lot of big expensive stuff in this room, and a lot of people and a lot of logistics to throw together. So we've seen some fantastic returning people, but there's a whole lot of new exhibitors as well.
Yeah, a lot
of pandemic
new
and all that. We've been gone for 2 years. There's been some great people coming up.
Yeah, these equipment suppliers have not stood still for 2 years.
No.
They've invested. And that's why I'm delighted that the response of the emergency services to come and see the latest, because technology is just changing.
It's really gone exponential, isn't it? It's not going incrementally 1, 2, 10. It's surging now.
And you're not talking about, it's not technology, IT technology or communications. It's vehicles. There's electric vehicles here. There's just so many new type of boot material, fabric material.
Speaking
launches
to a whole bunch of them, they were saying that, because you know when you've got that to-do list that you never get around to, the non-essential to-do list, people have said that during this sort of shutdown, they've not been running, blah 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 blah, people have had that time to do those projects, to do those big innovations in their companies that they've always wanted to do. So that, you know, because I hear that when you say that, we're seeing here today those massive innovation that's finally taken place. They've got their teams together. They haven't had the noise of the industry. No one wants it to happen again, but they've not had that going on. And there's really been some incredible stuff coming out.
But I think it's twofold. I think equipment suppliers have really, really missed being able to go out on the road and going to fire stations and HQs and sell their wares.
Yeah.
And equally, end users like yourselves, you've missed seeing the innovation.
Absolutely.
And Zoom calls and team calls, I'm afraid
those
guys had their chance and they screwed it.
So many people have said, you know, I've said to a lot of people, and I'll ask you in a minute, I'll just give you a heads up, I've said, you know, what's the best part of the emergency services show? What do you enjoy about working in this sector? And all of them, pretty much all of them, have said it's the people. And the irony being, they've had all this time without the people. So now, like you said, they're back on the road. They're meeting the front line.
But, you know, putting it into perspective, you only have to see the excitement in people's faces on Match of the Day. Old Trafford, 70,000 people.
Bang.
Not a face mask to be seen.
No.
And the joy of people getting back to see their team.
Yeah.
And that's just rolled out. You go down to the pub, you go to the cinemas, you go... People like people.
They do.
And it's
we're social animals. We're group animals. We need that. You know, you don't have to reach out and touch people, but we like that. We like that oxytocin, that serotonin, that bit we get from sharing connection with other people. And that's what I see today. So many people getting back together, different industries. You know, I mean, what have been some of the biggest changes we've seen this year? Because obviously, I was really impressed to see the checks you guys had. You said there about people being scared, masks, no masks. You guys have been pretty bulletproof in that. I mean, That's probably helped a lot of people.
Yeah, the messages beforehand, it was difficult because the government only give a limited minimum amount.
Yeah.
And as an exhibition organiser, especially for the emergency services, you know, you guys are frontline operatives, so you're special. Yeah. And so we've had to put special measures in.
Yeah. We don't want anybody going home from here sick.
No, of course we don't. And equally, the supply chain. We don't want the supply chain to go down that they can't.
Absolutely.
So it's a real big responsibility, and we've taken that responsibility extremely seriously.
I had to register 3 or 4 times before I came in. We had the COVID passes that they needed to do at the beginning. You had to show your authentication. You had to show you'd had your vaccines.
Yeah.
Everybody here, yeah, is a massive auditorium.
And it has caused confusion with people.
Yeah.
But you know, sometimes at the end of the day, we've got the industry's interest at heart.
Yeah.
We're not just doing it. No. We're not charlatans or anything like that.
No.
It's a professional show, and let's all be sensible.
People see how essential it is as well. And whilst a lot of things, we've said some companies have been in limbo and stuff like that, everybody's still been working. The emergency services is one of the few things that has been non-stop. If anything, we've been busier than ever because we've had to go from pillar to post, picking up different, I know just from the fire service perspective, you know, delivering medications, doing all these other different roles. It never stops.
But you know what? I think the exciting fundamental benefit of an exhibition like the emergency services show is the networking.
Yeah.
So although you emergency service personnel have been working all through this time, you've been isolated.
Yeah.
You haven't been seeing your colleagues from other emergency services. Mm. And this is your one chance to your
together
first
connection.
Chance to actually get together and pick up old acquaintances and look at different changes that's going on.
You and I have had chats in the past, but even I was blown away because we've not met each other before, and you obviously ran up and gave me a big hug and a kiss and jumped into my arms. A little bit inappropriate maybe, but it's great to get those connections. We've had so many guests on. We've not even had a chance to meet them. You know, meeting and seeing people here today.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd just say thank you from the podcast and the listeners' perspective.
And equally, thank you for doing the podcast because you've been filling in a gap as well of helping people communicate. It's all really, really important.
There's so many incredible people here today. I really look forward to the next sort of 12 months giving all of these companies the opportunity to see the incredible innovations we've seen in technology, in fire kit, in the vehicles. I just feel like a kid in a toy shop.
Well, I'm looking forward to the next 12 months to recover from this. Thanks very much.
David, thank you so much,
brother.
Brilliant. I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you.